What is going on, good people? I hope you are having the best possible day and living your best possible life and taking it all in as it comes. I am, in fact, Tokyo Jameson, and while it's been a while since you've heard something fresh from me, I want you to know, hey, I'm still alive and kicking, and what follows the introduction that I'm pretty sure you have not heard in a while. What follows that is a piece that was written by someone that I know, and I asked for permission to perform that piece. I think it is a phenomenal piece of work, written word, that really causes you to think, and I hope that you can appreciate my attempt to give those words life. So again, what follows is a Tokyo Smoke Show special presentation, the before and the after.
You have tuned into the Tokyo Smoke Show.
Raspberry Boogie and the Tokyo Smoke Show. Man, I don't wanna hear nothing else on my radio. Turn up the volume, peace speak volumes.
First class ass every episode also.
Raspberry Boogie and the Tokyo Smoke Show. Man, I don't wanna hear nothing else on my radio. Turn up the volume, peace speak volumes.
First class ass every episode also.
Before and the after. I am in the after. The ending of a tragedy that makes waves of emotion and devastation in its wake. The after is always a sad, heartless place to be. After the diagnosis, after the crash, after the senseless tragedy that for some reason follows good people like a vulture in crazy circles of wrong time, wrong place. The after asks questions like, did they know it was the last time they would laugh together? Did their families get a chance to say goodbye? Were they afraid? The people who are in the after have a very different view of life. And nothing hurts more than looking at the before from the after. You are in different places and the before doesn't even know it yet. They don't know they have lost loved ones. They haven't seen the news of a great tragedy. They are unaware that their family will not live to see a single important milestone again. It's a mother who has not been woken up yet to be told her child has died. A phone that rang to an empty house who didn't get the news yet. What's worse, you yourself could be in the before at any given moment, unaware that a life-altering event is only seconds from occurring. The line between the before and the after is short and weak and can be broken at any time. It comes in the form of a shaky voice on the phone, a post online, a news van pulling into your drive. It's a grapevine of information that twists its way to breaking your barrier of the before and drags you kicking and screaming into the after. At this moment in my life, I am in the after. I know about something devastating, and I have to be the one to break the glass and sound the alarm. I can see them in the before. It's like looking at a smiling snapshot of a memory. And I can let them stay in that happiness, the careless joy and oblivious safety of the before for just a little while longer. The before is always so much better than the after. Amen. Let go of the anger. Find the ones who mean the most to you and let them know that you love them. You never know when you'll join me in the after.